Hello everyone. While John has been known to have the soft-spoken vocabulary of an angel, our guests have been known to say things like fart, butt, poop, and heck. Yes, that's right, they say heck. If you are not okay with this, it is suggested you put this episode in a time capsule until you're old enough to listen. The show is about to begin, so get hyped. I said get hyped. You have joined the lobby. You may now push to talk.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Push to Talk, where we bring on an awesome person each week, get to know them for a little bit, and then we end up playing some wacky games. So today, I am joined by this random dude I know, Jackhammer AZ.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. So, for a lot of you, he's a familiar face, but I figured we would just see if we can find out anything new about him, have some fun outside of the normal tabletop gaming that we've been doing.
Yeah, other than my undying love for the Nomads.
Yeah, basically. All right. So for those of you that might be new to the channel with this show, you want to give a brief introduction of like who you are and what you do, and other than the fact that we may or may not be related.
Yeah. So if you weren't already aware, we are brothers. In fact, we are also roommates, because if you ever notice me during this going like this, it's because I'm looking directly at him and I forgot that, hey, I have a camera. I should look at that.
You can see the backgrounds look very similar.
Very much so. But as for my stream, I am a variety streamer. I try to focus on story-driven games. Although that somewhat doesn't always hold true. It's just dependent on what I'm enjoying right now.
All right. So you may or may not describe yourself as a gamer?
It's just slightly.
Just a little bit. Okay. So I guess when it comes to, you know, gaming and streaming and video creation, what would you say is your like origin story? Like where did it all begin for the folks at home?
Well, back when I was a wee lad. No. I basically just grew up playing games. Some of my earliest memories were playing games on DOS, the old antiquated system before even Windows. I would then also, our parents had an Atari growing up, so I would occasionally, when they would bring that out, I would play those. I remember playing stuff like Pitfall, all that sort of stuff. And from there, just kind of grew. Played PC almost my entire time growing up. Played a ton of Nintendo, because who didn't like Nintendo in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, I remember there being a lot of time competing for game time on the one computer in the house and the one TV in the house and all that.
Well, I just remember our parents set a time limit for us, and I'm still to this day convinced that the reason they set the time limit is so that we wouldn't fight with each other about who got more time, not necessarily, oh, we don't want them on the computer all day.
Yeah, pretty much. So, other than video games, you have interests and stuff. So what would you say are some things that you're like really interested in that you could just kind of like talk about and just like nerd out about for like hours at a time?
Anything science fiction, anything fantasy. Lord of the Rings is my jam. Especially through high school, like everyone was the, you know, oh, Harry Potter, it's all the great thing, it's the next great thing, and I'm just like, no, I'll stick with Lord of the Rings, I'm good. Aragorn's my bro, I'll keep with him, thank you.
So you're like a fantasy hipster then, is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not sure I want to say I'm a hipster, but
you fell into my trap.
Dang it. But yeah, I mean, if there's something interesting, I'm usually interested in it. I don't know if there's really like a classic definition of what I'm interested in.
Yeah. I feel like the Lord of the Rings interest has a lot to stem from all the like miniature games and stuff that we played growing up.
No, we didn't sink hundreds of dollars into that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Only hundreds?
Well, it hit thousands when we did 40K, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's next level. All right. So, if you were to, you know, witness some horrible crime, you know, if yes. if somebody, you know, if you had to go into witness protection, and you had to like kind of reboot your life and start it over, what would your new name be? If you where would you move to? What would you do for a living? Like if you got a clean slate that you can kind of start over, what would you consider?
Well, in terms of move to, I would say probably England.
Okay.
Like, somewhere in Europe, and England makes it easier because everybody talks English and I suck at learning other languages.
Fair enough.
As for a name, I would say whatever Witness Protection wants to name me, because I trust their ability to keep me safer than I trust my own ability to not mess up the name somehow.
That's when you're like, just lay it on me, bro. Just lay it on me. And they're like,
and they're like, all right, you're Patrick. And I'm like, is there anything else, please?
Or you're like, lay it on me. They're like, odd choice. Lay it on me.
So do you want two middle names or two last names? And I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Like hyphenated or two separate words or yeah. All right. Yeah. So another, you know, you said you played a lot of games growing up, and I know because obviously we spent a lot of time together.
But, yeah.
And there's some games you kind of pride yourself at being good at. So if the devil were to challenge you to a duel for your soul over any one game, what game would you choose to beat him at? What do you have the best chance of surviving?
Assuming he isn't able to cheat in the sense of like adjust the behind the scenes of the game, like the internal workings of the game.
Okay.
I would say a turn-based strategy. So like XCOM, Fire Emblem, something like that. As long as he can't change the numbers without me knowing, you know, it's 99% hit, it's actually zero. Then I would take him on in that.
That was him the whole time in XCOM. You had the 99%, and he's like, we could probably fudge that to about a 40% miss rate, you know?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Hashtag
Firaxis is actually Satan.
You heard it first, folks.
Raxus, I love your games. Don't hate me, please.
All right. So, do you have any like pet peeves or anything that people do that just kind of tick you off or make you kind of really grind your gears?
It always annoys me when people acknowledge a problem, say that they want to change the problem, and then literally do the exact same thing they've always been doing that causes the problem. Like, I could understand if it's, you know, try to change it and the thing you try to do fails, you at least tried. If it's if it's like, hey, I'm a streamer that streamed for 5 years and I only have one viewer in my chat the entire time, it's like, well, have you done anything different? Oh no, I still just stream once a week.
A little close to home, bro. No.
but then not at least trying to do stuff to change it, that's a pet peeve. Like if you try something that doesn't work, you try. That's something. But if it's maybe one day I'll get lucky, I'm just like, stop it. No, that's not how this works.
Yeah. It's like, my camera is like kind of blurry. I'll just wash my hands of it and not worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a little blurry. Let me just do this to it. And then it's like, no, what are you doing? Sure. That are also people that should know better with tech and just don't. Like, in a more, you know, like the type of people where it's like, everyone knows a stereotypical like grandma where it's like, I don't know how to make the VCR work. And it's like, I've shown you 20 times. How do you not understand this simple principle yet? one of those two.
Or it's like a 20-year-old that's like doesn't know how to like open a Word document or something. Or
yeah. Or yeah. How do I connect to the Wi-Fi? And it's like, oh my gosh, how have you survived this long? I don't understand how you've survived in this world.
And then they like you go like go camping with them. It's like you're like, how do we start this fire? They're like, oh my gosh, how have you survived?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of on the topic of, you know, kind of improving yourself and, you know, people that, you know, put things off. You're free to take this, you know, professionally or personally, but who or what would you say inspires you to be a better person? There's a couple ways you can take this, but whichever you prefer.
So I think there are two avenues I'm going to go down with this thought. In terms of personally, I would say I'm going to avoid the stereotypical answers of like, oh, my parents inspired me to be better, because that's boring answers. All know that's true.
They may or may not be listening, but we're going to pass over that since it's the boring answer. We're going to, yeah.
I would say probably the biggest shaping was the leaders that I was under during like high school. So like my youth pastor, but like the slightly older friends that I had at that time, but weren't that were like in college when I was in high school, not like, oh, they're the parents of that friend. That didn't help as much, but the just old enough that I see them as wise, but not old enough that I was like, oh, they don't understand.
Yeah. So okay. So basically, kind of like the mentorship figures.
Yeah.
Growing up life.
Yeah. And then in terms of for professional, I would, in terms of professional, like in terms of streaming, it's really kind of split between two different people for me. One is the streamer Goobers 515.
Okay.
To describe his stream in one word, it's crazy.
Es loco.
But with that, he's also, this sense of community that he has is something that I strive for and I want to foster within my own stream.
Okay.
And also, I've met him in real life and he's a super cool guy. The other person I would argue is Christine from Cooking for Noobs.
Okay.
Which is odd because me and cooking, it's like I can cook, but I wouldn't normally watch a cooking stream. But for some reason, I watched Christine.
It's like, he's like, I can cook, he says, wearing a Chick-fil-A shirt.
Yeah. let's just say there. I know how to make a bean sandwich as well as a Cobb salad. But if you ask me to make a burger, you're done.
It's like, wrong animal, dude. It's out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, both of them I really look up to in terms of like streaming. Streamers, professionalism in that sense. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So to get a little bit more wacky, so we hear like right here, right now that the zombie apocalypse started.
Right.
It's on the news. Zombies are coming up everywhere. What do you do?
I don't go to the grocery store. It's odd the things you talk about when you work late at night at a restaurant. So I wouldn't go to a restaurant or a store.
Okay.
I would instead go to the food processing center that the like restaurants order food from. It's all easily packed together. It's all, generally speaking, kept in a like vacuum or something else that preserves it longer than grabbing something off a shelf.
So it's more shelf stable. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would probably get a small group of people. I wouldn't get too large of a group, but enough people that we could defend ourselves. And preferably one or two of them that have guns or other better weapons than, say, like a stick or a, you know, a machete or something like that.
You aren't going to Jackie Chan yourself to salvation?
If there are vampires, maybe, but zombies, no. No.
It's just too darn many of them.
Yeah, too many. It's not worth the risk.
All right, and then, I mean, you mentioned you like sci-fi, you like fantasy, so you're going to have to kind of choose a little bit here. So if you had a time machine, you could travel to any time in any place, where would you go? And when would it be? We'll say for sake of argument that it's like almost like setting up a portal that you can go back and forth, but it's only, you can't change the end.
I can't, it's like I can place the points, but I can't then move them after they're placed.
Yeah.
I just realized I was doing movement outside the window, so it literally did nothing. I would say probably the future.
Okay.
Space is always something that I've always really loved. Just like the beauty of it.
Okay.
And I feel like if it was far enough in the future that we actually have space travel, that's something that would never get old for me.
Okay.
In terms of like fantasy, that type of stuff, like I would enjoy it. Like I would love to learn how to do like proper sword fighting, all that sort of stuff. But I'm also pretty sure I'd get bored of it quicker.
Okay.
If I don't die quicker.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I would still say the future.
If you had to pick like a year, what year would you jump to?
I assume I would know like, oh, that isn't a valid time because the universe has ceased to exist.
We'll say since you're picking a location as well, it might say location unavailable, and then you can pick a different one.
I would say probably like 700, 800 years. Okay. I don't want to go so far that it's like humans are nothing like they used to be. Here's the weird freak from 2000s.
It's like, what is that thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like that, but just barely a little bit before that. So like probably anywhere between like 500 to 800 years.
They take like the most, you know, like traditionally attract, like we send George Clooney like 700 years in the future. It's like, ew, he's like the Elephant Man or something.
What is wrong with his face?
There's like hair coming out of his face. What is this?
Yeah, that would be.
He's got like teeth in his mouth. That's gross.
I'm just now imagining it where it's like, like a futuristic circus, and it's like, you know, come one, come all, see the human from ancient times, and it's just me like with a regular cell phone, just like in a cage.
Look how bent his neck is as he looks down
at his posture.
Yeah, I could see that like on NSL. SNL or something in the future.
Although, let's be honest, that would make the streaming gig a whole lot easier. It's not just what I show on the show is my selling point. It's literally just anything I do.
Just existing.
Point. Wait, he has to get up and use the restroom? That's so archaic. It's just like...
I mean, that's one thing that I thought... that's one thing that I thought would actually be kind of interesting, like, as a streaming thing, is like... Yeah, they have those like living history museums where you can go like to, you know, Plymouth Plantation or something.
Yeah,
I was thinking it'd be kind of cool, like if there was like some like historical, like, hey, I'm a sailor from, you know, the 1700s, and we're, you know, playing a sailing game, and they're like, I mean, it kind of gets into the character streaming, but like approaching from like a historical perspective, I think it'd be pretty interesting.
Or even just having fun taking apart games for all the historical inaccuracies in it. Where it's like, take the example of the sailor. It's like, you know, if we put that sail down now, in real life, that would just torn the mast off the ship and we would have sunk.
Mm-hmm. Or like, this bucket, it emptied like half the ship in a single swing. the gods are with us.
Yeah.
Bucket is bigger on the inside.
Yeah, basically. All right. So, speaking of like crazy insane powers, if you were given the ability to broadcast a single message to anyone or to everyone on the planet, you know, everybody just sees it and it's translated into their language, what message would you send? We'll say like tweet size or smaller.
See, the question I'm thinking, the question I'm wrestling with is, do I give a message to mess with everybody, or do I do something actually beneficial?
Why not both?
Fair. I get clarifying question. Would they know it's me that sent the message? Will it be traced back to me?
No, we'll just say like the moon turns into a billboard for the next 2 days. Okay. Or something like that.
I'd probably be like, I exist, you dummies, signed God. Just to see everybody freak out. It would be really funny. Like, I mean, I don't hide it. You know, I'm a Christian and stuff, so I believe in God. But I have plenty of friends that are atheists and stuff, and I would just love to see their look on the face. Where even if I know it's like, yeah, no, I did that, but no one else knows, I would just love to see their reaction to it. So I think that's
all right. And then our last question of this like intro interview section. You mentioned a couple of potential, you know, streamers that inspire you and stuff. If you could challenge anybody to be a guest on this show, who would you invite? Reasonable, unreasonable.
Lyric, no.
You can be like the president of
hard question. I feel like I would actually enjoy seeing Goobers on this. I would love to see his answers for some of these questions. It's the hard-hitting questions that I need to see the answers. Yes.
Getting to the root of the issues, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of getting to the root of the issues, the things that people fight about online, we're moving on to our fighting words segment. So we pulled a bunch of the common disagreements that people have when it comes to online arguments, and you're gonna have to pick some sides. So this is gonna be a rapid fire segment.
All right.
So we'll start off with Marvel or DC.
Marvel for their movies, DC for everything else.
Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Lemonade. I don't like carbonated drinks that much, so.
Okay, well, the Coke or Pepsi brand alone. No. call or text?
Text.
Pineapple on
pizza. I might forget it more often, though.
Pineapple on pizza, amazing or abomination?
I don't like pineapple in general, so I'm going to say abomination.
Okay. Was the dress blue and black or white and gold?
I'm trying to remember what I actually when I actually looked at it. I want to say it was gold, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay. And I think I know the answer to this one, but Star Wars or Star Trek?
It's a hard question, considering I think Star Trek is one of the most overrated sci-fi shows ever. Those are fighting words. Star Wars is infinitely better.
I just made the realization that this section needs an air horn button. Most overrated ever. Bam, 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 bam.
I'm glad I could assist.
Okay. Football or football?
Soccer.
You're like, take that, Europe.
Hey, there are other countries that use the word that use soccer as the name for it.
All right.
It's just we like to flaunt it more than those countries.
Is Pluto a planet?
Yes.
Okay.
Scientists are not always right. This is one of those cases.
All right. Sci-fi or fantasy?
Dang it.
You have to kill one of your babies.
Can I just kill rom-coms instead? Just go find it, murder, and be like, all right, guys, we're good.
You corner, and it's like, it's not my decision. You like take out like you take out like the piano wire. Like, yeah, I have to do it. I'm sorry.
It's for the greater good. I think I would have to kill, if I have to choose between the two, I think I would kill sci-fi.
Okay. subs or dubs?
From the roommate gallery, but I would say either, because it's largely dependent on the performance. I've heard some really bad versions of both. So I would, yeah, whichever works for you.
Okay. And then is a hot dog a sandwich or a taco?
Sandwich.
Okay. Is Princess Leia a Disney princess?
Only by technicality.
She's a technical princess.
Technically speaking, yes. In my heart, no.
Okay, GIF or JIF?
I'm going to say JIF.
Okay. And then ketchup, mayo, or mustard?
Mayo.
Okay. I know some people that would fight you over that, but okay.
Bring it on, people.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Red,
easily.
Red or black licorice?
Red.
And are you having a good time on this show? The deadliest question of all.
To be perfectly blunt. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good.
Dodge that bullet.
One someday somebody's gonna answer no to that question, and I'm just gonna end the stream right there.
The next 20 minutes is just gonna be the most awkward 20 minutes ever. And at the end, you're like, are you having a fun time now?
Like, we're bringing on this well-known, like, famous partnered streamer, and they're having a bad time on this show. All right, so now we're gonna move on to our first quiz section.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing the OG game quiz. This is kind of like an ongoing quiz series where it's going to be a new set of questions each time. But
so you're saying all the work I did memorizing last week doesn't help here?
Exactly. But
dang it.
It's going to be 10 questions. It's going to be 10 questions, and you're trying to beat the previous guest scores. So far, Super Filthy Casual is the only guest, and they got 8 out of the 10 questions right. So you're trying to beat that as much as possible.
Okay.
Or lose by as little as possible. You know, getting 7 out of 10 is better than getting like 5 out of 10.
Right. All right.
So first one. Which came out first? Spyro the Dragon or Medal of Honor?
This is when I say I never played Spyro. So.
Like, so rigged.
Crap. I'm trying to remember what if the first one it came out on was PlayStation or before that. I think I'm gonna go Spyro.
So Spyro came out in 1998 and Medal of Honor came out in 1999. Yes. So you're on the board with 1 point.
Alright. So we're on track to still be Super Filthy yeah. Casual.
Yes. Prove that they're a super filthy casual.
Yeah.
All right. Mario Kart or Age of Empires?
Ooh. That is a hard one. I am going to... It's like I know when Age of Empires 2 came out, but I don't know when the first one came out.
Hmm. Tricky.
I'm going to go with Mario Kart.
They both came out in the same year.
Okay.
Age of Empires came out in October.
Okay.
Mario Kart came out in February. So yes. You get 2 points. All right. Question number three.
All right.
Halo Combat Evolved or Half-Life 2?
I'm going to go with Halo Combat Evolved.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's the biggest spread so far. There's about 3 years between them. And Halo was the first to come out.
Yes.
2001.
Those polygon counts don't lie.
Yes. Okay, so we got this next one has a very major difference in overall tone.
Okay.
Minecraft or okay. Duke Nukem Forever?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Minecraft date when the first alpha was released or when they hit 1.0?
It's the listed release date on Wikipedia, but I'll double check.
Big difference. Because there's a big difference, and I'm willing to bet Minecraft is on both sides of that, depending on which one that date is.
It's listed as release, so I'm guessing that's the 1.0.
So
yeah, I think that's the 1.0. Because there's an earlier listed date as first available to public.
I'm trying to remember when Duke Nukem came out. I know it was super long delay.
Like a decade in development.
And then I'm also trying to remember when 1.0 came out. Because I think I stopped playing 0.8, 0.9.
Before it was actually
that.
Released.
So yeah, I stopped hard following it. Because I want to say 1.0 was horses.
This question is proving trickier than I expected.
I'm going to go with Minecraft. I'm sticking to my guns. We're going with Minecraft.
Okay. So Minecraft came out on the 18th of November, 2011. Duke Nukem Forever came out in June 14th, 2011.
Dang it.
So you dropped 1 point so far.
My gut was switch. And then the rest of me was no, don't be a pansy. And I should have been a pansy.
All right. So, Left 4 Dead 1 or Assassin's Creed, the original?
Ooh. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead was released in 2008. Assassin's Creed was released in 2007.
Wow, I thought Left 4 Dead was 2006. Because I remember playing it in high school.
All right. So,
normal question's wrong.
Yeah, you can tie with Super Filthy Casual. All right. Command & Conquer or Mario Kart?
See, the problem for me is I remember playing Command & Conquer, but I know when I played it, it was already a couple years old.
Okay.
So, think I'm going to still stick with Mario Kart because we're operating off of the Super Nintendo Mario Kart.
Right, it's not Mario Kart 64.
I want to say Command & Conquer came out 95, 96. Because I remember playing it growing up. Because I remember I played against Nod and I actually beat that campaign as a kid. And I was like, look, I beat this. I'm really good at this game. And when I was garbage.
Guys, I was able to save the world.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mario Kart.
Okay, so Command & Conquer was released in 1995. Mario Kart was 1996.
Dang it.
1997.
Dang it. I'm dumb. I already knew when Mario Kart was released, so it was an earlier question.
All right.
Dang it. And I even called it right. I was like, yeah, Command & Conquer was like 95. Dang it.
All right. So these ones are a little bit newer. Limbo or Batman Arkham Asylum?
I didn't play either until like 5 years after they were released. Or like 3 years after they released. I'm going to go with Arkham Asylum. You said Limbo, right?
Yeah, Limbo or Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arkham Asylum.
Limbo was released in July 2010.
Okay.
Arkham Asylum was August 2009.
Oh, sweet.
You're 4 points.
Arkham Asylum was like one of the last games I remember seeing like people actually playing demos with in stores, like GameStops and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to base it off of that. It's like, when was the last time I actually frequented GameStop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
All right. So this one is two very similar games. Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah. Not the reboot, the original. Or Battlefield 1942.
I'm going to go with 1942. It wasn't released in 1942. Just throwing that out.
It's not that old. Okay. They were both released in 2004. Star Wars Battlefront was released in September, and Battlefield was released in June.
Yes!
So you got another point. You're up to 5 points with two questions to go. So, question number 9.
Uh-huh.
Tetris or Donkey Kong?
I'm going to go with Donkey Kong.
Tetris was released in 1984, and Donkey Kong was released in 1981. So, yep, you're right by 3 years.
Because I don't remember people ever talking about like arcade cabinets of Tetris. So, and I know there was arcade cabinets of Donkey Kong.
Jumpman. We're getting back into the Donkey Kong and then another game that you're familiar with. Star Wars Dark Forces or Donkey Kong Country?
Another Donkey Kong Country. I never played.
So yeah, there's a lot of games where it's like I'm aware of them, but I haven't actually tried them.
So out of principle, I'm going to go with Dark Forces. Because I think Donkey Kong Country was Super Nintendo. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Dark Forces, and I probably got it wrong.
All right. So, the inverted called shot. So, Dark Forces released in 1995, and Donkey Kong Country was 1994. So,
yeah.
Yep. All right. So, you got 6 out of 10. So, you know, a little bit better than average. You were able to beat the average. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say that if I go with all the ones that I was like, I'm gonna go with this, but I probably am wrong and it's this, my score would be 9 out of 10. So I need to trust my gut a lot more.
You just need to not talk yourself out of the answers as much.
Pretty much.
All right. So our next segment. Normally, I mean, we do like two truths and a lie, but wait. We have breaking news. A situation is developing outside of the city, and we're going to go to our reporter in the field, Jackhammer AZ. So, Jackhammer AZ, what do you see?
Well, what we see here is a man leaping on top of a car looking like a complete idiot, and the person that is the owner of the car, or at least alleged owner of the car, beginning to chase him down. One of the key features is the fact that this person's shirt is an unnaturally, ungodly reddish color compared to the rest of the area. Now we have a brand new bowling alley that was released in downtown Chandler, where the selling point of them is exploding bowling pins. Right. Their marketing campaign, they got Terry Crews. I'm not sure why. I mean, he's really cool and all, but not really that reminiscent of bowling alleys. But
are there any reports of injuries in the area?
Shockingly, no. They actually have a new technology that prevents shrapnel from flying from the bowling pins and hitting the bowlers. It's actually quite fascinating. Military is actually looking into that technology to adapt it to their own technology or for their point defense systems, and hopefully we'll be able to see more work out of these gentlemen.
Awesome. Amazing, innovative stuff.
Thank you for
thank you for reporting on the key issues of the day.
It's the important things that matter.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So our last major segment that we're going to do, we have there's this little gem of Twitter called the Would You Rather Bot, where it's a neural network bot that generates these questions and the internet votes on them. And we're gonna look at the questions, we'll give our answers, and we're also gonna try to predict what the internet chose.
Okay.
So would you rather not use this brains or a zombie forever?
Would I rather not use?
Yeah, not use this brains or a zombie forever.
So the question.
I feel like they're both pretty similar.
Yeah. Or since it's not used, I would not want to be a zombie forever. I feel like if I was a zombie, that would stink.
So quite literally.
Yes. Body decomposition and everything. So I would want it to just... I would assume with this question, as a zombie, I would be perfectly aware of this. And because of that, I would not want to be one forever. I would be the zombie, like, in the apocalypse. If I became a zombie, I'd be the one at, like, the front of the line that's, like, I see the front of the action, but I'm also probably the first to get shot in the head by the survivor, which means I don't got to be a zombie anymore.
Like, I'm out. Peace.
Yeah. See you later, suckers. Enjoy your brains.
All right. So if we had to predict what the internet would pick for this prompt, what do we think? The internet seems to be pretty zombie heavy. When it's becoming a zombie, maybe they'll be against
the The question I have is, how much would Twitter not read it to see not used? Rather than just, would you rather use this brain or a zombie forever?
Because people might just gloss over it.
And yes.
I see the nuance of the question.
I think they're going to say a zombie forever because the word zombie.
You are 70% prefer to not use their brains.
That's depressing.
It's depressing, but given it's the internet, I'm not that surprised.
Faith in humanity just lowered a little bit.
No. Just lowered by 70%. No.
Let's not be too extreme.
All right. This one going a little more down the gross path.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather electric sandwiches or diarrhea?
I would assume, since it's plural for sandwiches, mm-hmm. it is not a lethal amount of electric.
I guess the big question is what is an electric sandwich? Is it like an electrified sandwich, or is it like a digital simulacrum of a sandwich where you eat it but you don't actually get any nutrition from it? Or
my immediate thought is like it's a super statically charged sandwich. so you reach to grab it and it's just like, ow.
The person that was making it, they were just had socks the whole time and they were just
yeah, they had socks the entire time, rubbing them on the ground, like, oh man, whoever's eating this sandwich is gonna eat it.
This is gonna be great. This is gonna go on my prank YouTube channel.
I'm gonna get 5 million views.
Personally, I would prefer sandwiches over diarrhea, but
yes.
I feel like the internet's probably gonna agree as well.
I think so as well.
Let's see. With a overwhelming majority, 89% prefer electric sandwiches.
Good.
Yes.
Faith in humanity went back up a little bit. People wanted diarrhea. I would be like, You guys got sick problems.
Quite literally, yes.
Yes.
This one's a little more whimsical.
Okay.
But still a little bit dark. Would you rather the bug books or the underwater galaxy hell?
I was with you until hell. So, like, an underwater galaxy or a bug book?
Would you rather all the books in the world be made of bugs or that there's, like, an underwater galaxy hell?
Oh, I'm just... Bug books? I'm just picturing it as, like, the books that scientists have that are, like, you know, like, where you have, like, press stuff. Mm. It's just that, but with bugs instead. So, like, you put a bug in the book and you're just like, got it.
Got it. Ew.
That was a bad idea. I think I'm going to have to guess, though, that they would go with underwater galaxy hell. Because that's what I would go with. Because I want to know what that is.
Just for science.
Yeah, just for pure curiosity.
It's a pretty close vote. 55% prefer the bug books.
They're all idiots. An underwater galaxy hell is way more interesting.
I'll see you in underwater galaxy hell.
Well, actually, they won't because they took their dumb bug books.
This one is kind of weird. Would you rather have a dad or would you rather have a dog?
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm obviously going to answer, I would rather have a dad.
Me too. The question is, what is the internet going to pick? Would the internet prefer to have a dad or a dog?
That's the conundrum. I'm going to say they're still going to say dad, but I'm going to guess it's going to be a really close one.
My faith in humanity hopes for dad.
Yes. My faith in humanity hopes for dad. My internet savviness knows it's hard to beat the power of a dog.
Okay. It's the closest vote yet. 53% would rather have a dad.
Okay. Maintain our faith in humanity.
Oh, close one. Close one, guys. All right.
It's learning too much. It knows what's a convincing would you rather question.
Yes. The questions are getting weirder every day. Would you rather have a genie hate you or suffer total invisibility? This is kind of choosing of two negatives rather than two positives. Would you rather be totally invisible no matter what you do or have a genie hate you?
So I'm of two thoughts of this. If it's total invisibility, I can actually be a superhero and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a genie that hates me, who cares? A genie doesn't have power. It only is reliant on the person that the genie gives wishes.
Okay.
I guess though, unless if the person wishes for the genie to be free, then I am ruined. So because of that, I'm going with total invisibility.
But now I'm kind of picturing like, you're almost like the genie's like bodyguard or pimp where it's like, okay, you can't, there's certain things you can wish for, certain things you can't wish for. You know,
someone walks up, like rubs the lamp, the genie comes out, it's like, grant you three wishes. And you're like, now before you take those wishes, there are a few ground rules, you know, all the standard ones from Aladdin apply, but there's also another one that you can never ever free him under penalty of my life.
Before you can get these wishes three, you must solve my riddles three. All right, so I'm kind of with you where invisibility, there's potential negatives to it, but overall there's some positives that you can exploit from it.
All I know is that I would just be careful in situations where total invisibility would be problematic. Like, I would not cross a crosswalk if I have total invisibility because that would be horrifying. Or I'd be like, okay, there's no car coming for a mile. All right, we're safe to cross, you know?
Yeah. You take your car and you just put a little Tesla badge on it just so you can say like, oh, it's self-driving. You know, people don't freak out.
Yeah. So, but I would also have so much fun just messing with people. Like, you know, like being at the office and someone's like in the middle of typing something on their computer. I just like walk up and be like, Alt F4.
What? No.
Dang it, ghost.
So the internet says 66% would like to suffer total invisibility.
Okay.
Yes. I think the part that probably made it a little bit of a split vote is the fact that it was suffer invisibility rather than just have invisibility.
Yeah. If it was people could never acknowledge you, I would take the genie.
Okay.
But invisibility I can work with because I can still talk to people.
All right.
And as a side note, I also, whenever I'm working, I somehow have the ability to be invisible because there are multiple times I'm like, hey, I need to, you're like, oh, I need to talk to my coworker about this. I'll walk up to him and be like, hey, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, where did you come from? And I'm like, I literally just walked up. Like, and it happened at the restaurant also. And I'm just like, I'm not being, it's not like I'm trying to stealth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just a rogue in real life that has like a natural 20 for everything, I guess.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times where like at work, one side of the building has a little bit nicer of a dress code, so they'd all be like wearing like heels and like dress shoes and stuff, so you can hear like on the hardwood floors the footsteps and stuff, but I'd be wearing like decent sneakers. They call them sneakers for a reason. Like, I'd, hey, how's it? Crap.
They never see you coming.
Yeah. All right, so last question of the, from the Would You Rather bot. Would you rather hug a cactus or let someone see the question? I guess the question is, what's the question?
Yeah.
If the question, I guess it's any question. It's like, oh, this is going to reveal a question about you. You don't know what question. Would you rather hug a cactus or just risk it?
The thing I see is they see the question, but the question is so obtuse that no one knows what the answer is. So it's just like,
yeah.
Did you see the question? It's like, yeah, I have no idea what it means.
It's like the whole Hitchhiker's Guide thing. Where
yeah. It's like encoded and I have no idea what it means, but 42.
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to say let someone see the question. Just out of pure, like, I don't know what the question is. And I want to know what the question is. I don't even need to know the answer. I just want to know the question.
I feel like that's another part of it is if it was like to see a hidden truth about you, I think that would be a lot more divisive. They don't see the answer. They just see the question itself.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards that one. So let's see what the internet says.
Now, I am willing to bet that the internet would go with hug a cactus if it's forced someone else to hug a cactus. Like, right. Finally get back at Bobby at this place.
All right. So 86% would prefer to let someone see the question.
Okay.
So that's about, that's what we expected. All right. That is all from the Would You Rather Bot. Thank you, Would You Rather Bot.
Thank you, bot.
If you're interested in looking at the bot on Twitter, it's WYR_bot, B-O-T. And yeah, so you can check them out, answer some of the questions. You might influence future questions on this show if you go in and vote on all those questions. But that is basically it for our show. So if you would like to promote anything that you have coming up or just tell people where they can find you.
I don't have anything necessarily big coming up soon. Right now, with the new year, I said that I was going to do my best to keep in my schedule, and I've already been pretty bad about that due to just life issues happening.
Okay.
Generally speaking, you can find me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on my Twitch channel, which is, see down there.
Mm-hmm.
There, Jackhammer AZ.
All right,
I always get mad set up.
The left, right,
yeah. But Jackhammer AZ, it's the same on Twitter. It's same on Facebook. But right now, on Wednesdays, I'm doing a collaborative thing with a couple of other streamers where we're playing end game content of the game Secret World. Okay. Then on Tuesday and Thursday, it's kind of me playing all the games that I've been wanting to play, but haven't had a chance to actually play, with a focus on story-driven games. So I've done stuff like Battletech. I've played through a good chunk of Hades since not fully out yet. I usually update that morning what I'm going to be playing for the night. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitch is the exact same thing.
Uniform branding.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's I stream from 7 Mountain Standard Time to 10 on those 3 nights. Sometimes okay. I go a little bit past, but I do have to wake up at 5:30 for work, so I don't go that late.
Yeah, so this channel, we kind of hold things down on the weekends, but if you need something during the week, feel free to check his stuff out. And yeah, that is all we have for this week's episode. So until next time, meet awesome people and go have fun. See you around.
See you, everybody.